You have a chapter in your book called Home Furnishings: How to Avoid Flame Retardants and Other Toxic Chemicals. Please tell us more about this.
Yeah, I mean, I think once you've gotten through some of the lower hanging fruit, like your water ingestion and your diet, and maybe you've cleaned out some cosmetics, you know, I just look at that sort of later in the book as another area to conquer when you're ready. And really what it is just basically, look, if you want to buy a new couch, take a look at this label. This is going to tell you there's no flame retardant chemicals. If you can't afford a couch, like we didn't for 10 years, we had two couches with flame retardants that made me like tick every time my kids were playing on it. But we didn't have a couple grand to just drop for new couches. Not everyone has that. But when you're ready to get rid of that couch and you're ready to get another one, I want people to have what they need to know to make those choices better choices. And really, it's a matter of understanding labeling, understanding the industry. And so we give the backstory on all of that so that you can make those wiser decisions. Furniture, a lot of cheap furniture is made cheaply because it has a lot of really harmful industrial chemicals, a lot of which are creating VOCs or volatile organic chemicals that kind of circulate throughout the air. And we know this because when you walk into certain furniture stores, you can smell it. Or when you get new furniture or a new car smell, for instance, those are often chemicals that are industrial. They're not so great for us necessarily. We don't need them for any real reason, but they do have the potential to get into our bloodstream, just like oxygen. So they come in with the oxygen. And what I want people to realize is that when you're changing out things, do them in a smart, reasonable, cost-effective manner. And here are the tools to do so, whether it's rugs, whether it's, you know, furniture, whether it's flooring, you know, even cookware. You know, we can do this. You just don't want to do it in a way that overwhelms you. And that's how this book was designed.
Does sleep play an important role in detoxing our body of chemicals?
Yeah, this is cool stuff. I mean, this is why I think I love medicine. We now know from really cool international studies, I think 2013 is one of the quoted studies from China that I loved. We really have what's called this glymphatic system. You know, we've often heard of the lymphatic system that moves fluid throughout the body and helps with our immune system. But the glymphatic system is really the fluid that surrounds our brain and our spinal cord. In addition to sort of this spinal fluid. Glymphatic system is the concept that we are able to move chemicals that we're exposed to on a daily or weekly or monthly basis from around our brain and kind of get rid of it while we sleep. And there's now cool studies that show that we actually, in fact, not only need sleep for rest and cognition and memory and to feel good, but we need good quality sleep because it helps remove the chemicals of exposure on a regular basis. So I did talk about that and I do love that topic.
What do you say to a patient that was exposed to chemicals and toxic materials, and what do you recommend they do?
Not panic, not freak out. I can't tell you what I think about when I think about the college mattress I slept on for basically 4 years. You know, there are things you cannot change. Exposures you didn't know about, you know, people with children that have illnesses or themselves that have illnesses that you didn't know better. You didn't know better. No regrets. You just have to keep moving forward. I say that about my own life and my own self and my family and my own family's health. We have to keep just moving forward. Make changes that are appropriate and reasonable and cost effective for yourself. But when you know better, you do better. Is that Maya Angelou? I don't know. But anyway, that's a really important quote. And I think that what people need to first think about in terms of even environmental health questionnaire in their brain is, how can I get rid of it? Where is I exposed? You know, how much time was I spending around it? Can I remove it? If it's mold in your house, I just had a patient yesterday with exposures to a variety of chemicals that might be mold. She, you know, she's looking for a new home. These are big decisions. If you have amalgams in your mouth, you know, that you had for 40 years and there's a question of whether they may be contributing to your symptoms. And then again, that's a difficult question. You want to explore that in a way that doesn't freak you out and spend 50 grand on removal in 24 hours, you know, because really panic and fear are not your best friends when we've been exposed to these chemicals for a long time. So do them in a reasonable way so that you can actually peel away stuff and see whether it makes a clinical benefit to your body.
What nutritional supplements do you recommend everyone take? Are there any that pull bad things out of our body? How about chlorella for removing heavy metals?
Yeah, I mean, there's the whole world of binders, right? You know, things that actually grab metals or grab toxins. You know, the interesting thing about some of the, and I think this is an interesting area. I don't think I'm well-versed enough in it. There's so much more to learn. But, you know, when you bind metals, for instance, or you do, what's it called? Clay and some of these, you know, binders, they remove many of the good metals too. Again, these products can't always decipher between what your body needs, like iron and copper metals, but they, you know, you're trying to get to a specific, it's kind of like antibiotics. We kind of throw them to get rid of a particular bad thing like salmonella or, you know, chlamydia or something of that sort, but we're not realizing that it wipes out the good guys too, that may be balancing those and keeping them quiet. So, you know, again, medicine is very imprecise. I don't care who you ask. It is an imprecise science. It is a lot of trial and error. Medicines are helpful. Supplements are helpful. But diet and nutrition, I think, are the most reliable to some degree. Even there are issues with food sensitivities that can be tested and weeded out. But in terms of appropriate supplements, I look at it as nutrient sufficiency and what should we have as anthropologic evolved human beings. What are we missing in modern day diets? What are we not getting on a regular basis? And how do we just get a low level of exposure to those components in a way that's not costly and makes sense? So I do recommend certain supplements on a daily basis, but very limited, and limited also personalized to the person's own testing that's reasonable to test. I do a lot of nutritional testing that's covered by Quest and LabCorp. I don't think people need to spend a fortune with outside labs necessarily to get the same information that I think is very well done at some of these insurance paid for labs. And so I start there and then we go from there. I think if you test too much, you find out too much, you can't explain. So you have to do it in a way that makes sense. So yes, supplements, I'm not gonna go into all of them. I think it's not appropriate as a doctor to tell anyone that right away, because there are nuances to supplements. There are some supplements people should not be on, even though they're commercialized and everywhere. So I leave that to specific consults, but definitely consider, you know, a multivitamin is not something out of this world. Certainly getting vitamin D levels, not up to normal, but high normal or normal, you know, an elevated D level is really helpful with COVID. We know that too, in terms of the immune system. Certainly thinking about foods that are probiotic and prebiotic, as well as perhaps even a supplement by a vetted good quality probiotic maker, and that's important to know. You know, some things like fish oil or turmeric, and there's hundreds, ginger and garlic, and I mean there's just so many that you can get laden, but it really should be as much specialized to you as you can possibly find out.